Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music.
Tell you what, let's kick it off with something from a band from Tennessee by the name of Restless Heart on Sweet Country Music.
Every little move she makes is gonna catch somebody's eye. You ought to see all the double takes when she goes walking by. But she's so distant, she seems so cold. Everybody says that rock.
Where I try to wash my truck. troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it means staying home all night long.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time.
Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
You're the only family I've got left.
Welcome to another edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, and on this show, you're going to hear some of the best hit records from the legends of country music, a comedy break about halfway through the show to put a smile on your face, and a feature presentation in the second half of the show, where I'll play a couple of songs about road trips. And we all remember that dreaded question from the back seat of the car: are we there yet? You just heard Mark Chestnut and his first number one hit record from 1990, Brother Jukebox. 1990 was a pretty good year for Mark Chestnut. It was the first year he landed on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart, and he would go on to have 39 more hit records and multiple hit albums. On the set with Restless Heart, and something they did back in 1986, That Rock Won't Roll. The song was the first number one hit record for the Tennessee band, and that record would usher in five more number one hits in a row. The song stayed on the country music record chart for 23 weeks.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
France, and Jackie seen in a discotheque doing a brand new dance. And the White House social season should be glittering and gay, but here in Topeka the rain is a falling, the faucet is a dripping, and the kids are a bawling. One of them a toddling and one is a crawling, and
one's on the way.
$1 million pact, and Debbie's out in Vegas working up a brand new act. While the TV's showing newlyweds a real fun game to play, but here in Topeka the screen doors are banging, the coffee's boiling over, and the wash needs a hanging. One wants a cookie and one wants a changing, and
one's on the way.
Now what was I doing? Jimmy, get away from there. Darn, there goes the phone. Hello, honey. What's that you say? You're bringing a few old army buddies home? You're calling from a bar? Get away from there. No, not you, honey. I was talking to the baby. Wait a minute, honey, the doorbell. Honey, could you stop at the market and... Hello? Hello? Well, I'll be. The girls in New York City, they all march for women's lib. And better homes and gardens shows the modern way to live. And the pill may change the world tomorrow, but meanwhile today, here in Topeka, the flies are a-buzzing. The dog is a-barking and the floor needs a-scrubbing. One needs a spanking and one needs a hugging, Lord.
One's on the way.
Oh, gee, I hope it ain't twins again.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. Well, I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, Lord, they understand. I've been around some and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Baby, don't you worry about growing older. Those young girls ain't got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes some living to get good at giving. And giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they are. I've been around some and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. Older women,
older women
are beautiful lovers,
are beautiful lovers.
I said older women,
older women,
they understand. I've been around some,
I've been around.
The story about older women. That's Ronnie McDowell and his number one hit record from 1981, Older Women. Ronnie McDowell hit our country radios back in 1977 when he recorded a song called The King Is Gone, a tribute to Elvis Presley, who had recently died. He was a big fan of Elvis, and his song was played all over the world. Now, that song I just played, Older Women, was his first number one hit record. Out on the set with a real legend of country music, Loretta Lynn, and her number one hit record from 1971, One's on the Way. Now, by this time, Loretta Lynn was well established since her radio debut back in 1960. And by the time this song hit number one, she had already become a country legend, and the best was yet to come.
Sweet country music.
Well, you're a real hot cookie with your new hairdo, your high-heel boots and your credit card, long legs and a mini skirt. Yeah, you know what? what works and you work it hard. You smile like such a lady, innocent and sweet. You drive the men folk crazy, but any girl can see you're just a homewrecker.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Pancho down south. Ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Hotel, the desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, to save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old.
You great Federalists say could have had him any day. We only let him go so long out of kindness, I suppose.
I hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. Stick around because I have a comedy break coming up in a few minutes, and then I'm going to play some road trip songs during the second half of the show on the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. You just heard one of the classic hit records from Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, The Story of Poncho and Lefty from 1983. The song is basically a story about a guy by the name of Poncho who became a bandit and was eventually killed in Mexico. Now, I had to go look at the music video to figure out the rest. Now, according to that music video, Lefty hooked up with Poncho at some point, but then he split for Ohio, where he ended up an old man living in cheap hotels. Check out the music video. I open the set with Gretchen Wilson and her number two hit record from 2005, Home Wrecker. And of course, her big hit record that everyone remembers is Redneck Woman from 2004. But actually, she had quite a few hit records between 2004 and 2008.
WTBR.
Music. The Sweet Country Music comedy break coming up in a couple of minutes. And you know what? I'm in the mood for a couple things right now. A little Charlie Daniels music and a good strong cup of coffee. So, here's Charlie Daniels.
People say I'm no good and crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon. Like my old blue tick hound, I like to lay around in the shade. And I ain't got no money, but I damn sure got it made. 'Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, this long-haired country boy alone. Preacher man talking on TV, putting down the rock and roll, wants me to send a donation
I'd like to do a little walking too, but I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Nothing left for me. Of days that used to be, I live in memories among my some letters tied in blue, a photograph or two. I find a rose for you among my souvenirs. A few tokens rest down in my treasure chest, and though they do their best to give me consolation, I can't them all apart. And as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. I live in memories among my souvenirs.
Now there's a legend of country music, Marty Robbins, and his number one hit record from 1976, among my souvenirs. Marty Robin blasted onto our radios way back in 1952 and just kept cranking out hit records. Now, among my souvenirs was a re-recording of the 1959 Connie Francis hit song. And here's what that sounded like.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. They're just a memory among my souvenirs.
I just thought you might like to hear what her version sounded like. I opened the set with the Charlie Daniels Band and something they did back in 1980. The story about the long-haired country boy. The Charlie Daniels Band is kind of interesting because they never had a lot of big hit records over the years. In fact, their only number one hit was The Devil Went Down to Georgia. But radio stations like this one keep playing his music, which never seems to go out of style. Well, the Sweet Country Music Comedy Break is coming up next, and this time I'm going to play something that was recorded during a Jeff Dunham show. You're familiar with Jeff Dunham, right? I mean, he's one of the best comedians out there and ventriloquist. I've seen him in concert. Is he funny? Now, on the track I'm going to play, you'll hear him have a conversation with his beer-drinking buddy, Bubba J. And on the track, we'll hear of Bubba's love for NASCAR and beer. So stick around. And after the comedy break, the feature presentation, where I'll play some road trip songs on Sweet Country Music.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, how do we describe this next guy? Please help me welcome Bubba J. How you doing, Bubba J? I'm doing pretty good. Well, I'm glad you're here. Yeah, I was fixing to come here, and I went out the front door to come here, and I came here, and I got here, and here I am. So, Bubba J, what does the J stand for?
My last name is Junior.
Oh. Well, it's a good thing they didn't name you Junior.
Yeah, I'd be done Junior, Junior. That's my brother's name.
Oh. So, Bubba J, what have you been doing today?
I've been watching NASCAR and drinking beer.
That's your favorite sport.
Yeah, NASCAR is too.
You know, NASCAR is very hot right now.
Oh, I know. Everybody loves NASCAR.
Well, Sweet Daddy said it's just a bunch of guys driving in a circle.
Oh, I know. That's my favorite part. They're making a left turn. It's a sport that's easy to follow when you're hammered. I'm tired of hearing that most NASCAR fans drink too much.
Oh, because it's not true?
Oh, no, it's true. I'm just tired of hearing it. Makes me thirsty for another beer.
Well, besides beer, do you ever have wine at the track?
Yeah, they have box wine.
Box wine.
Yeah, it's wine that comes in a box.
Yeah.
It's great because if you had too much to drink, then you got something to throw up in.
Bubba J, do you drive drunk?
No, officer. I'm practicing.
Yeah. Bubba J, have you ever had an intervention?
Yeah, and penicillin cleared it right up. Stupid cousin. It was a second cousin. That's a gray area.
All right. Bubba J, do you play any sports yourself?
Does quarters count?
No. Do you have a drinking problem?
No, I pretty much got it figured out.
What's your favorite beer?
An open one.
And how
do you know when you've had too much? I run out. Yeah. Have you ever been to an AA meeting? AA is for quitters. Hey, Mr. Dunn, I was wondering, what is it that you do for a living? I'm a comedian. You are? Yeah. You got one of them catchphrases? Well, you know, I'm a ventriloquist. Oh, you don't eat meat?
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here comes the sweet country music feature presentation.
All right, kids. Is everybody buckled up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Are we there yet? Well,
are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Now, if you've ever taken a road trip with kids,
are we there yet?
The kids are always asking that dreaded question.
Are we there yet?
Yeah, are we there yet?
Yeah.
Now, when I took road trips with my kids, we would play games like, what do you see? Or find license plates from different states.
No, we are not.
Stuff like that.
Are we there?
Now, sometimes they would settle down and take a nap or read, but when they woke up, the question always came up, are we there yet? Well, let's kick off this road trip with Willie Nelson. On the road again, of course.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. Wait to get on the road again.
Looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope.
Amarillo by morning, Amarillo on my mind. San Antonio, everything that I got is just what I got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo is where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo is where I'll be.
A couple of songs talking about the open road on this Sweet Country Music feature presentation about road trips. That was George Strait and his number four hit record from 1983 called Amarillo by Morning. The song describes some band members completing a road trip and driving home to Amarillo, Texas as the sun comes up. I'm going to set with Willie Nelson and his Grammy Award-winning song and number one hit from 1980, On the Road Again. Now, I've played this song before on Sweet Country Music, but it's the perfect song for a road trip. Like the George Strait song, it describes a performer hitting the road again, playing music with his friends.
Sweet Country Music.
WTBR.
I wanna wait.
It's 3 a.m. and I finally say I'm sorry for acting that way. I didn't really mean to make you cry. Oh, baby, sometimes I wonder why. Does it always have to come down to you leaving before I say I love you? Walk away. So why do I push you till you break? And why are you always on the verge of goodbye?
That is Jason Aldean and his number one hit record from 2005 entitled simply, Why? It was his biggest hit record during a four-year run on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart, but he continues to be a major performer of country music. In fact, the Macon, Georgia singer, songwriter, and record producer has 9 albums under his belt. I open the set with Leanne Rimes and her number one hit record from 1996, One Way Ticket. After she blasted onto the country music scene in early 1996 with her signature song, Blue, there was no stopping her. In fact, Leanne Rimes has won a lot of awards over the years, including Best New Artist and Song of the Year.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
You know, I'm in the mood for some old-time classic country music, and there's nothing better than some Bob Wills music. So let's go all the way back to 1947 for something that he and the Texas Playboys did called Sugar Moon on Sweet Country Music.
When it's sugar cane time, along around about June,
tell me,
I'll be walking with sugar, meet the old sugar moon.
Yeah.
Gonna drop her a line,
ooh, I too.
To expect me soon.
Home,
say I'm craving some sugar, need the old sugar moon. I can see her right now, she'll get the calendar down, scratch a circle around, the date we're altar bound. When it's sugar cane time, long around about June, the wedding bells will be chiming. Need the old sugar moon.
Oh, Kelso.
Mm-hmm. the moonshine.
Yes.
Long around about June.
Tell me more.
I'll be walking with sugar.
Oh, sugar.
Need the old sugar moon. All the kisses I've missed.
You say kisses?
I'll be getting them soon.
I know what you
sugar
mean.
Sugar kisses from sugar.
Yeah.
Need the old sugar moon. I'm a dreaming sweet dreams of all the loving I'll get. I get back to my pet. Oh, Lordy, how I'll fret. Till it's sugar cane time.
Yeah,
long around
yeah.
about June. I'll be walking with sugar.
Oh, sugar.
The old sugar moon.
Sugar.
The first thing every morning, and the last thing every night, I think of you and all the things I'd say and do if only you were here to whisper sweet things to. I tell you how much I love you, how I'm longing to hold you tight. The first thing every morning, and the last thing every night. Oh, I tell you how much I love you, and I'm longing to hold you tight.
Jimmy Dean and his number one hit record from 1964, The First Thing Every Morning and The Last Thing Every Night. It was one of two number one hit records he would have over the years. His other one was Big Bad John in 1961. I decided to play Jimmy Dean on this show because I saw one of his Jimmy Dean sausage commercials on TV. Ah, the power of advertising. I was set with a trip back in time to 1947 when Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys were setting the country music world on fire. I played a number one hit from him called Sugar Moon. That song was played off a 78 RPM record. No, I don't have turntables that'll do that, but a DJ friend of mine recorded that song from a 78 RPM record onto his computer and sent me the audio file for me to play on this show. Thank you, DJ Brad.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
Here's one of the legends of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Look yonder coming. Coming down that railroad track. Hey, look yonder coming. Coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Blossom Special. Bringing my baby back. Ooh.
Well, I'm going down to Florida and get some sand in my shoe. Or maybe California and get some sand in my shoe. I'll ride that Orange Blossom Special and lose these New York blues.
Whoa, whoa.
Say, man, when are you going back to Florida?
When am I going back to Florida? I don't know. I don't reckon I ever will.
Ain't you worried about getting your nourishment in New York?
Oh, I don't care if I do die, do die, do die, do die, do die. Hey, talk about a rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Talk about a trap. She's the fastest train on the line. It's that Orange Blossom Special rolling down the Seaboard Line.
Literally dozens of country music artists have recorded that song, and Johnny Cash was one of them. That was the Orange Blossom Special, a number three hit for him back in 1965. Now, the song itself was written back in 1938 about a real passenger train which made the run between New York City and Miami, Florida in the late 1920s. The Orange Blossom Special ran only during the winter months and took about 35 hours to make the run. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is over, but I had a chance to play some really cool stuff, including road trip songs. And of course, I had to play the Willie Nelson song On the Road again because it's perfect for a road trip. Also had a chance to play some Gretchen Wilson, Restless Heart, George Strait, many more. It's been a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed it. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s. I'm Larry Kratka, your host, and I'll be talking to you real soon. Stick around. More to come.